Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Caitlin Cokesard there?
Who?
Caitlin Cokesard?
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong number.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your age?
76.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Oh, I'm motivated to vote, 10.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Probably leaning towards strong, but I always consider all the options.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction and the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Probably satisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Please tell me at least two choices out of the list I'm going to read. First one says immigration and border security. Next one, crime and violence. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Inflation and economy. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Gun regulation and reform. Health care costs. Climate change and environmental issues. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Next one, criminal justice reforms that stop racial profiling and hold black cops accountable, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education.
Education and protecting rights, the abortion one.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Mostly approve.
And would that be strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, boy. I was hoping for getting better, but I really don't think they are. So I think getting worse, actually.
Thank you very much. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I personally don't experience discrimination, but I see it very often.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Oh. I would say often.
Thank you. And we said, do you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Myself?
Yes.
I would say probably more.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is the Leadership Conference or Human and Civil Rights.
75.
Thank you so much. And next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Next one, the Republican Party.
25.
Thank you so much. Next one, Cornell West.
I don't know that.
Thank you. Next one, the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
Oh, 75.
Thank you so much. Next one is Tim Scott.
I don't know that.
Thank you. Next one, Black Lives Matter.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I agree with it, but I sometimes think they push it too far. Let's go 60.
Thank you so much. And last one, Joe Biden.
There's so many factors to consider. 60.
Thank you very much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornell West, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornell West?
Wow. I don't know enough about Cornell West. So as of right now, I would end up going Biden.
Okay.
You know, I would have to do more research.
Thank you so much. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, wow. I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Oh, boy. I think I'll go somewhat.
Thank you so much. Next one says, we're sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agreed, not strongly, whatever that second was, mostly agree.
Somewhat agree, okay.
Somewhat, yes.
Next one, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And next one, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. to strongly agree, some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree.
Oh, wow. Some would agree.
Thank you. Next one, sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree? Some would agree, some would disagree?
Some would agree.
Thank you. And last one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree?
Oh, wow.
Some would agree, some would disagree,
wow.
Or strongly disagree?
That's a really tough one. I think it depends on where you live. I'll do somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time, for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, it says, some people says America strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Next one, statement B, says, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put trust to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all of our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
I think B.
Thank you. And would that be much more or somewhat more B?
Somewhat more.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it is extremely important. 5 means you think it is somewhat important. And 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between.
Wait, hang on 1 minute. I'll get it in a minute, okay? Yeah, in a minute, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. So the scale is pretty much 0 to 10. And 10 means you think it is extremely important. 5 means you think it is somewhat important. 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, quality K-12 education.
Oh, extremely important.
Next one, a fair and equitable court system.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. Next one, affordable health care.
10.
Next one, traditional family values.
Oh, boy. Eight.
Thank you so much. Next one, secure borders.
Three.
Thank you. And next one, a strong military.
10.
Thank you. Next one, religious freedom.
10.
And last one, free and fair elections.
10.
Thank you so much. We're up in this. We're almost done, actually, with this, ma'am. Thank you very much. Just a few more questions. And I'm going to read you some statements now people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one and last one from this part. It says every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Probably 10, yeah.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Primarily rural still, yeah.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.